Avdallah Amar Aleph Masechta Krisus. Again, the last Shaila was Akimas Svosov Nevi Maisa Gabi Megadif. The Churiv saw when you move your mouth, when you curse Hashem, the Shosav Exeter the Maisa. Sakam, we say you don't get a car, you're not Machay the Korbin. On my Ravis says Shani Megadif, I'll tell you Megadif is different. He says Shani Megadif, Megadif is different. Hobi Yeshin and believe that the Ikir is the Megadif of cursing Hashem is totally in your heart. Therefore, since it's totally in your heart, you live how you think, that's called Ein by Maisa. Well, beyond all of what you want to tell me could be that Akimas Svosav Havi Maisa, that moving your mouth is considered a Maisa. If so, must of Rebzer, he asked the question. It says, Gemara Sanhedrin, that Yotzwe, the Mzemimim, Shein by Maisa, that the Mzemimim are different, it's called Ein by Maisa. Rashi says, but there was Kanim Gabe, Par Koin Mashiach, Focher Minun Acha, Sherebino Dvorim Shemavazachovim, Shainabazachovim. So, Yah would have thought to say, I'll be Marbe Adam Zemim and Motho. So, Kamash 1 Adam Zemim is called Ain by Maisa. Fakopodim Adam Zemim, the same full sages, is called Ain by Maisa. So, the question is why? For Yamai, who are P. Ksivben. It says, I'll Pishnai Maiden, like you have to say, Adam, sages should be called a Maisa. The Kore Adam Zemim should also be called a Maisa. How can we call it Ain by Maisa? The old Akima Svasa was called a Maisa. When you bend down, your whole body is called a Maisa. So why isn't Adam Zayim also called a Maisa? So when it says on Marova, Shani Adam Zayim, Adam Zayim is different. Hovi Yeshnim Bria. Since Adam Zayim is Easter Bria, therefore it's different. That the Ikra Adis is, they say what they saw. As if they told them what they saw in Ria, therefore it's not called a Maisa. And it says the Mishnah Echol Chelev, somebody eats fat. Chelev is also Chai Vikrisis. Tanur Rabbanan, this pasuk says, Kol Chelev Shor Vekesa V'yez Lois Chelev. You're not supposed to eat the Chelev, the fat of a shor, an ox, a kesev, V'yez of a lamb or a goat, Lois Chelev. So we dash in the Chayev Akolachas V'yachas. Come and teach you Yechayev each one of them. Yechayev Chorus for each one. Tibur Rabbi Shmuel. These are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rashi says, Malkis Amochlam V'asro Achas. If you eat them with one asro and eat all three, eat a kazayis chelev from a kefes, from a shor, from a neis, say b'chayiv three malkasin. Tibur Rabbi Yishmael, v'achomer l'chom say no, ain't a chayiv el achas. You only chayiv just one. So what's the machlokes tolim? Name a balki mifligi, the argument this shayla, name a balki mifligi. Tibur Yishmael, so v'loikin alav shabaklolis. Yishmael, how'd you get malkas alav shabaklolis? On each one separately, because here it's one lav. Don't eat chaylev and explains a shor of a kesev yeis. So maybe Rabbi Shmuel holds you get Marcus always on a lav a shabaklolis. For abundance of Rabbanan sheet there is no aim like in a lav shabaklolis. You do not receive Marcus for a lav shabaklolis. So Mora says no liolim, that's not the pshat. Could be liolim sub Rabbi Shmuel and like in a lav shabaklolis. Could be all lov Rabbi Shmuel agrees you do not get Marcus for a lav shabaklolis. But the shani yochata here is a little bit different. Vishani Yocho the Miyasra like Krom that the Torah is an extra rebu here. That's why it says you get two or three malkasin over here. There's an extra pasuk over here because otherwise Nichto Krom the pasuk just should have wrote should have said Kol Chelev Zay Seichlu. But Shor VeKefes VeKesef VeYeis Lomeli. Why does it have to say separately a Shor and ox and a lamb and a goat? Yeshvamina, the reason why the Torah says it, is Lechalek teach us that Yechayev is separate Malkus for each one separately. Furthermore, Rabbanan, what's John Rabbanan, why do they hold Ein Leikin over here? Someone says, Rabbanan, E like Siv Shor, Vekesav, Yez, if we wouldn't have wrote all three, Havimina, I would have thought to say, Afilu Chelev Chayev Mashma, even the Chelev of a Chayev, of a deer, also Yechayev. Law, because the Torah has to say clearly, only on a behemoth, Shor, Kesav, Vyez. Lamerim would come to teach us that the chaylev shor v'kesev v'yeis who the yosser. It's only yosser he did the fat from a shor kesev v'yeis the tray for fat. Abu the chaya. I'm talking about a deer a chaya. Shari could be like Abu the chaya shari. So that's what a Torah has to write after these three and not a chaya. Teach us that a chaya the chaylev is muta. Samora says sharpi karmelei. The Rabban Nachur said very good back to Rabbi Shmuel. So what's from Rabbi Shmuel? Someone says, Rabbi Elohim, the time of Rabbi Shmuel. Now, Zavadi, we need this puzzle to teach us that only a behema, not a chaya. So what's from Rabbi Shmuel? Why he says, if you eat the chayla, the kazayas from a shor, and the kazayas from a kezah, the kazayas from an eiz, Yechayah 3 Malkasin. Halayin the time of the Rabbi Shmuel, the Kesavri Yodz, Him came of soul, Lichtav, Kol Chaylev, Shor, Letoichlo. It just should have wrote one. You're not allowed to eat the fat of a shor. Kesav, V'yeh, Lomli. Was it said the next two, a lamb and a goat? If you just teach Shalafuke, a chaya, so just should have said a shor, and I would know, only a behemah, not a chaya. And so what do you have to say, a lamb and a goat? If Shema Amina, that's a proof, Lechale, teaches Shechayiv, a separate Malkas for each one. That's the story in Rabbi Shmuel. Talmud says, Rabbonim, what do they hold? Rabbonim Tzavri, E kos rachmona kol chelev shor, if there would have wrote kol chelev shor, have Amina, no, nelev shor shor mifin, lenat shor shor, it says about Sinai, that ma gab is Sinai, chayiv v'yot, ki yitzibem, the chayiv v'yot, is included in the lochas of a behemah, Af gabi achilos, I would have thought to say, that chayiv v'yot is ki yitzibem, that you also have the yisachelev on it. His love, the cost of Rachmona, therefore, they have to write separate of it. The whole cost of Rachmona, show the cast of Yez. Le Memra, the Haini Dios, or only these are also. The Chayiv Yayf, Shahar Shari, Shapir. But a Chayiv Yayf, there the Chaylev is Mutta. Chaylev Shari. Rashi says, Vialev Shor Shor. Our Gears to Gemara is Messina, and Rashi's Gears was Mishabis, same thing. They say Shor Shor, Mishabis, Rashi says, Laman Yenuach Shorcho. So my husband, just like the mitzvah of Shvisas Be'imah on Shabbos, is Chai V'yev Ki Yitzabem. Talk about Mino Perakamo, the Perak Shoshanesh is a Poro, the Baba Kamo Perakamo is a Poro. To have a Shabbos, it applies to all of them. So I would have thought to say also, but Chelev also applies to everything, even the Oif and the Chaya. Therefore, Torah has to say separate, you know, Torah has to say separate, Davka, Kesev, and an Eith, teach us not a Chaya. So Mor says back again, Shabbos Komalei, the Chur of the Rabbanon say very good back to Rabbi Shmuel. So to get up the Kashmir and Rabbi Shmuel, how does he know to say, Lechalik? Say, Alamor says, Alahayin no time is the reason. Take a sub, Rabbi Shmuel holds, Nichtav ko chelev keves leitoichlum. Torah just should have said, don't eat chelev of a keves of a lamb. Inami ko chelev veis, don't eat the chelev of a goat leitoichlum. Show of a keves v'yez lomli, what does he have to say three? Though it is true, just to say shor alone is no good, because I would have learned out shor, shor means Shabbos. But just like over there, shman yenucha shorcho means all animals, so I would have learned also all animals. Okay, so don't say shor. Should have just said A, or just said the word keves. Why is that to say all three? And so, shman mina lechalek, that's where Nibi Shemal to teach us that if you eat a kezayis from each one separately, even though it's per basurachas, yechayiv three malkasim. For Rabbon and Tzavri, Rabbon hold no. E cost of kol chelev keves. If we would have just said you can't eat the chelev of a lamb, how would I would have thought to say chelev keves kesev osa? Only the chelev of a lamb is osa. But v'shor v'yeshor, I would have thought to say the fat, the chelev of a shor and an ace is mutat eat. Would have just said a lamb. I v'chi teimesh, you asked the question, ma yoma de keses. Why would I have thought dafka a lamb and not the eiz and not a shor? So Moshe says, yes, I would have thought, because Mishum the Nisrava Valya, because especially not for the keves, the kev by kesev, by the lamb, you have to also burn the alya, the fat, the tail. That's also part of the Emurim. Ukratanya Rebichanina learned, Ukratanya Rebichananya, that Loma Mona Kosev Emurim Mishor, how come it tells us separately the Emurim, what to burn of the korban of a shor, the Emurim bekeves separately? The Emurim bays of a goat. The Chassid says, Ach Bechor Shor. Tzricha, I need each one separately. He costs of shor, the Mino, Kephas, V'yed Leofinu Menei. Think of a Mifrach Mal, the shor, Shekein, the Srabi, Binachos, Binachosim. When you bring a shor, the Nesachim, the Yayin, and the Mincha is very big. It's a bigger Mincha than the other ones. So I would not know to mar, but the Emurim of the other ones. So Mars, the Lichta, Rachmon, of Nafka, Bekesev. Find only then they burn the Emurim of a lamb. The name of Shor V'yez mi Kesef. I learn out the Shor and the Nays from Kesef. No. Ikla Mifrach Mala Kesef Shekei Nisrava Ba'alya. The special loch, you have to burn the tail of the Kepes of the lamb. And if you last Nichtav Rachmona, let us all just say the Emurim, you have to burn the insides of a goat. The name of Shor V'kesef Minayim. Learn out a Shor and ox and a lamb from a goat. So Mar says, no, Igla Mifrach, that's also could ask a question. He has a question, Igla Mifrach, Mali Eish, you know why a goat is different? Shekein Nisrab, Eitz Kalbonis Kechovim. That the special Kalbonis by Eitz Kechovim, Rashi says, Eiz Nisrab, Eitz Kechovim, B'yochid. when a yochid does the chet of avoid the zorah b'shegig, he has to bring an ace for his korban. So maybe the afkan ace have the emurim, not the other two. So if the Torah has to write separately, each one separately. So I call upon him by yos also. But what he just said is also teeth, the fat of a kevis, of a lamb. I would have thought to say only a lamb, because it sounds something special, is nisraba, that by the emurim, what you burn, even burn the tail. That's why the Torah was marked with the asa, it's fat. Maybe on a shore, and an ace would not be also. Therefore, the Torah has to write all three. Smurah still says, Smurah says, minchad layafinish. Sure, would have just wrote one, I would not know the other two. But the question is, nichtav tarati, v'nelev chodi mitarati, let's just say two, and the third one we should learn out, slakash, why I have to say all three for. So Moses says, let's see, haidai nelev, which one should you learn out? Shor mikefas v'yeis, if you want, yes, the kash, you should not say the word shor in the Torah. Let it just say kesev and an eis, and I will know a shor also, no. Is lumpir, that's the question. Mala kesev v'yeis, you know what a lamb and a goat is special, shekainas rabba eitz la pesach. That a korban pesach could be brought either from a goat or from a lamb, but not from a shor. So I would not know that the chilev of a shor is also good. So nichtav kesev v'nelef mishor v'yez loy nichtav kesev. The question is, let the Torah not write a lamb, and let's find out a lamb from a shor, from an ace, from an ox, or from a goat. So Mar says no. Again, islam pirch has a question also. Mal a shor v'yez, know what's special about a shor and an ace? Shekein nisrab eitz alves rechovim. That by Avoyz Rechovim, if you do the Chet B'Yechidus, you have to bring an Eiz. If you do it for Rabin, you have to bring a Shor. So a Shor and an Eiz are special as Nisraba. Rashi says, Par B'Tzibur, V'Yeiz B'Yochid. So I would not know a Keves. So Mar says, good, L'Nichtav Eiz, it should not write an Eiz, and a goat should not be written in the Torah. V'Nelef Mishor V'Kesef. Let me learn out a goat from an ox and from a Kesef, and like this. It's from those two. So Gemara says, no, Islu Pirk, I have a question this also. Ma l'shor v'kesev, what's special about a shor and a kesev? Shekein yesh po'it sad ribui. There's also something special as a sad ribui. That a keves has special about its tail, and a shor has special about its nesochim. So I'll not be able to learn out an eis. Hilkat lo yalfi me'adodi. Therefore, I did not learn out one from the other. Therefore, it's good what Torah wrote about all three to tell us that these three, the chelev is also. But I need it, so I do not have an extra for Bishmo's Rosha. So Silakash has a Bishmo not to say that you chayu three separate malkasin. So Mora says, Shapikom, let Churabon and Tain the back good to Rabbi Shmuel. El Arad, El Yer, Matayu, Tain to Rabbi Shmuel, Kudamrin, and Mikoro. At Tain Rabbi Shmuel, they will say, I say it before. The Torah Joshua wrote chelev shor, and does not have to write Kesav Yeis, since it writes all three to tell us that all three is also. The imkaim nichtav kol chelev lishtak. Really, the Torah just wrote kol chelev azasa. That's all, and be quiet. Mayam, what are you telling me? Even without the word shor, let's just write kol chelev asachelu. Mayam, what was your question? What are you asking me on this? Hi, the cost of shor v'kesav yeis. No, the Torah has to write separately. Or shor kesav yeis is lemishri chelev chaya. To come to teach us that the chelev of a chaya is mutatit. That's why the Torah has to say it. Dafka these three are not a chelev. So Mor says, Hokik siv kro binyona de kodeshim. No, this parasha of chelev is talking about in the parasha of kabonis. And we know a korban cannot be brought from a chaya. So Melai would know that this chelev only applies to behema and not to a chaya. Rashi says, binyona de kodeshim siv vadi en chayin heges behu. Hilkach lo yitzruch shor v'kefas lemishri chaya. Therefore, it's legufa to teach us that you get three malkasin. V'dovo lomid minyonoi, and you learn out minyonoi, that just like kotshim is only by behema, not by chaya, so this is a chelev also, only applies to behemas, not to chayas. Mal mechlad rabon and tzavri lo yafim v'dovo lomid minyonoi, so what's John Rabon then? Is the mashma, they do not learn out from the Indian what it's talking about. So Mora says, look, it's not the machlekes over here. The kuliyam, everybody agrees to tell you, yafin adover lami minyon, it's like a true. You learn out from the parasha where it's being taught. And this is being taught in the parasha of Kodshim. Men from that alone, I would know that chelev only applies to a behema, not to a chaya. V'ocho ba pligi. V'shmol sova lemeidin lav milav. Bein milav, o bein milav the chorus. You learn out love from love, whether one love has a chorus or one not, I learn out. It means the chol chel of shor v'kesev yehiz milav to chuk asam with the rosechem chomish asechem. Chol chel of chol dam lo yisoichlu. The chsiv binyan of the kodshim. Of the kodshim lo yisbun chaya. Is af kol chel of shor ki ksiv lu stoma lek nesvuki v'chaya. For the hukach therefore shor v'kesev yehiz it says separately that by this isa chel of is l'chalakud yosa. Comes to each one separately. L'chayav kolakas v'yachas. V'yafin and lav the chol chelov lav the chukasel mikoras learn away from the other. T'chi koloi chol chelov min abeim ashegriv menu ma'hu l'chalik is afaden is also l'chalik. Skits is a big gears over here. Rashi says you're not supposed to be gears all this year. But the bigger gears here just going to be shmo. You learn out a lav from chay v'kris. You learn out made them zemizeh. But Rabban hold like this. Lav milav yafin. If it would have been just done one lav from another lav in the same parsha, I would learn it out. But lav mikoros lo yafin. I did not learn out this lav from the parsha of Koros. So since Chelev is the parsha of Koros, Rashi says Rabban and Tzav we lav milav lemedim zemizek kishem parshachas. Tovlo minyona ki he the boss of the Cholev. Hashniyah perikola boso. But over here we're coming on to Chiv Koros. Here they hold you can't learn out a lav from a Chiv Koros. So therefore, according to the Rabbonin, I need these three to teach us that these three are not a chaya. Otherwise, I would have thought the yisachim goes upon a chaya. So therefore, according to Rabbonin, I do not have a pasuk lechalik. The voice of Rabbonin, I could tell you, high no time of the Rabbonin is the reason of Rabbonin. Could Yomalei Rav Mor the Rav Zvid that Elamiyativ so Al Yodchulin Tisasar that the tail of the behemoth chulin should be yasa. Rashi, how you do this? The chelov ikri, the parakol abasa. It's called chelov. On Malay, and this he answered back. Olecha mekor. The pasuk says, "Kol chelov shor v'kesev yeiz." That means dover hashor v'shloshtun. What? Where's the yis chelov? Only something applies to all three of them. Binan v'leka. But the tail of the fat of the eye of the tail that only applies to a kefes, not to an eiz and to a shor. Hilkach. Therefore, kiyosa shor v'kesev yeiz. Is the mishri ayah the chulnu the yosa? That's beyond the rabbanim. And the reason why Torah says all three is to teach us that even though the fat of the fat of the tail of the kefis really should have nisachelov, that we say no, we learn out better derma the shorviyes. It's only yosa that applies to all three of them, and since the other two did not have the fat of the tail, therefore the nisachelov on the kefis does not apply to the aliyah. For Rabbi Shmuel will tell you back, Rabbi Shmuel Amalach. It came as so, lay mekor, let the pasuk say, kol chelev, shor v'kesev. Eiz, lom, what does it say the word eiz for then? Yishramina lechalik, just to teach us that a kefes is the same malach like a shor, that its tail is muta, so it does not have to say the word eiz, since there's the word eiz, that's lechalik. That's the machlekes. Omer Rabbi Chanina, that the moedi Rabbi Shmuel Mishmol agrees, linyan korbin, shein mevi, elachat esachas, that if you eat kezayas chelov from all these three, a kezayas from a shor, a kezayas from a kezayas, a kezayas from an eis, in either behel or mechod, he's made the only have to bring b'sheik, you only have to bring one carbon. It's only for malchus, he says, yichai three. But for carbon, it's only one. My taimo, t'loidomi hodin lav, l'lav de'aroyis. We need to say that to have a chi of carbon, you have to have a separate lav. Since you don't have a separate lav, like you have about aroyis, therefore for each one here, you only chai one carbon. Therefore, if you eat these three kezaisim, it'll only be one chiyuv korban in achnami. For korban, you have to have a separate lav, dumi de lav, the aroyis. Now, Tan Rabban, look at the price like this. V'yosa achas, v'yosa hena. The Bosik says achas and hena by kabonas vidarshin, l'chayev v'kolachas v'yachas. Yechayev each one separately, a separate korban. The mitzvah like this, shem ochal chelev v'chelev, shem echod. If you eat chelev, it's one name of chelev twice, but you ate it b'shnei halomus chayim shtayim. That means you ate first the kezayis of chelev b'shoigig. You forgot it was also, or you didn't realize it was chelev, and then you realized later you ate was chelev, and then you forgot again and you ate again. But since it was yedi in between, so you chayim now two chatois. What's going to be shtei shemus belamachas chayim shtayim? Let's say you eat from two different averes. Let's say you ate a kezayis of chelev and a gezayis of tigel, even though you ate them both with one forgetting, you did not remind yourself in between, still chayiv shtayim. That's the pasuk of v'yos achas v'yos heino, that sometimes the yediyas are mechalek And if it's separate averus, you don't need yediyas even with one halama. You chayiv two chatois. Samora says, "Oh, male Romi b'chom l'Rav Chizda, bishlei mitzkud shem echod bishnei halamas." If you had the kazayas of chaylev two different times with two forgettings, chayiv shtayim mishum dalamas mechalkum. It's very good. Each time, like you remembered in between, that's mechalik. It divides it up. It's like a separate ma'isa averus. So therefore, you chayiv two chatois. Elo, but shnei shemus belamachas. When you had a kazayas of chaylev, let's say kazayas of noisa, with one forgetting, the question is, am I chayiv shtayim? Why you chayiv two chatois? Habinin, ho alamos mechalakim luchru. You have to have like a yedi in between a different forgetting to mechal you a separate korban. Vlek, you don't have it here. Or Malay said back to him, simple. Hocha mayaskin gugoyin diyocha chaylev denoiser. Should be chaylev venoiser. The mechayi mishum noiser mishum chaylev. Mean to say two shneimus here means they're two separate averus. So therefore that's why you chayev two chatois. Or Malay said back to him, came the soul in the chayev nami mishum kodesh. Like if we're talking about now, it's chaylev and noiser, since Joseph chayev mishum yeit a kodesh. The Rashi says, it means there should be an Asher Milus also. If it's Chelev of Neisar, Sechurt Kotshim, Shesh Michaev also an Asher Milus. So, Eloi Merav like this, Elo Amr Rosheshis, could go in the Orchal Chelev de Hegdish, Yet Chelev of Hegdish. To Rashi, Loelo Mishum Chelev Chayiv Shtayim, Loch Lechoshev Asher Milus, Elo Shem Echad, Reb Yudi, De Michaev Achelev Mugdoshim, Shtayim Shem Chelev, Shnei Shemus, it's only Shom, the Chelev Mekdashim Ksiv, which I quote two separate sukim. So the two Chatois is Mishum Chelev, but Yidin now Chelev the Hegdish. And the beauty goes according to the beauty Shita. The Tanya will learn like this. Ochal Chelev Nevelim. Ochal Chelev Mekdashim. Chayiv Shtayim. If Yid Chelev of Nevelim, or Chayiv of Mekdashim, see Chayiv Shtayim. Rashi says Chelev Nevelim look at Shtayim, Mishum Chelev and Mishum Nevelim. The same thing. If you eat chaylev from the behemoth of an avela, so you get two malkasim. One mishum chaylev, one mishum nevela. Eat chaylev mekdoshim, also chayiv shtayim. Reb Yehuda Weimer, chaylev mekdoshim like a sholosh. He holds if you eat chaylev or mekdoshim, you're over three averus. Days mishum chaylev, conforce kamon, viechem mishum zaris. Tzimura says, Machala Marov, they left in the Menorah Yisrael. No, they didn't like this answer so well. But the kids, so we're coming out now, not like we said before, really it's two separate, like Yisurim, Yet Mamash, a Chelev of Nevela, and a Chelev of Chelev, hey, that's Triti Yechayiv too. But now we're talking about now, that it's one Achila, but it has two Yisurim to it, still Yechayiv too. Tzimura says, still, Venuk, why don't we put it on, Kagoyin, Chelev Deshor Vekeses, V'yeis, let's say you ate now at one shot a kezayis of chelev of a shor, you had a kezayis of chelev from a kephis, from a lamb, and a kezayis from a goat, and mele Rabbi Shmuel, he goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, to yom and his shita is like a sholosh. Rabbi Shmuel holds, and since the pasuk says separately, chelev a shor, chelev kephis, chelev eis, you chayiv two, three separate chatois. Alom aluyukmuk Rabbi Shmuel, why don't we put it on according to Rabbi Shmuel? The Yom Rabbi Chinna says that Moed Hoya Bishmol Bishmol agrees L'Nyikor Ben Chernachai V'Lochat Sachas. The reason why we didn't put it this akimti is because Rabbi Chinna explained to us that Rabbi Shmol agrees that like, if you do it B'Shoigeg Yoni Chayiv one Chatis. Why? Because the might say it's one Yisr Chalif. So Moed says so Hashtanami Kreb Yudu Le Metukma. Even according to Yud also won't come out well. Why not? So Amri Ablezer said that this is all part of the reason why my Rav and Eretz Yisrael left at him. He said the answer was not a good answer. Because you want to put a quote from Yehudi Shita, no, it doesn't come out good according to Yehudi either. Le Mitukma, why? So Amri Ablezer says that Moi Dehoi Rabbi Yehudi, Yehudi agreed, Linyin Korbin, Shein Emevi Elochatis Achas, that you only have to bring one Chatis, Regeh Tuchiv Korbin. Well, the result that the beauty before said, Yechayiv Sholosh, that's only Geir to Malkus, if you did it, be mazed. Vashenkin Beshegig Lemais, it's one Achila, so therefore you only Chayiv one Korban. So even according to you, you only Chayiv one Korban. So therefore, when after saw that left to them, that wasn't a good answer to say that Yechayiv two Korbanis. That can be the Kimta. Samora says, El Rav Amor Ashok, Ashok says like this, Mishum Bar Tutini. That Hocha B'mayaskinu, here we're talking about like this.
Hoka b'mayans kinder goyin shochlon b'shnei tamchuyin, that he ate them from two different plates. V'alib to Rabbi Yishur goes according to Rabbi Yishur's sheet. The yom he holds tamchiyim mechulokim, that the, since he ate from two different plates, yichayiv two chatois. As it could be, so Rashi says shnei tamchuyim just means that two different type of plates. It means one was roasted and one was boiled. So it could both be the aksayas of chelov. But since it was done two different ways, that's a source like two separate maisim. Yet if we eat them both together, b'helamachas, still yichayiv shtei chatois. That's according to Rosh Lakish. That holds, according to Yeshua Shita holds, tamchuyim mechulokim. Gufa, what we just said before, ochal chelev nevelo loikishtayim. Somebody eats a kazayas chelev from a behemoth that's a nevelo, so you get two times malchus in loikishtayim. What about chelev mukdoshim? Let's say he eats chelev from mukdoshim, is also loikishtayim, you get two times malchus in. No, you get three malchus in. Chelev from mukdoshim, first was nisa chelev, then there's nisa hegdish, it's also teeth. Then it's the Issa Zarus. Oh, Malay Rav Shizbi L'Ravo, Bishlem Rav Yehuda. Good according to Rav Yehuda. That's what the Pasuk says. Chukas Oilom, Kol Chelev Shor V'Kesev V'Yez. Lo Yitoichlu, you should not eat it. That's one law of not eat Chelev. And it says, V'Chol Zal Yechu Kodesh. A Zal is not allowed to eat from Kodeshim. Hot Lost the Lav, that's why you have three Lavim here. So Morris says, "Oh, Malay Roshis Bilarova, Shmasizi, said back to Rova. Bishlem Rav Yehuda, this could according to Rav Yehuda, holds that he gets three malchus in here. Hainu Dixivi Kroi. That's why we have like two different sukkim here, by the Yisra Chelev. It says, Chukasalim, then Kol Chelev, Shorva Kefas Vyeh, Isle Seichlum. That's one lav, a lav not eat Chelev. Then Vecholza, Leyecho Kodesh. Hot lost a lav, and there are three lavim here. By the chelav of Mekdoshim, you're over three lavim. So by the chelav of Mekdoshim, you have these three lavim. So one lav for regular chelav, and a separate lav for lav of Mekdoshim. Elu l'rabbonon, my time, what did Rabbonon do with these psukim? So it says, I'll tell you, kesavu Rabbonon, Rabbonon hold, that lav the chupas chelav b'kotshim, for lav the chelav shor b'chulim, that one lav is by kotshim, one lav is by chulim. Rashi says, "Kesavu rabbon lav de chukasel bekotchim." Tavjon the kotchim says, "V'lav de chochel bechulin for lev bekotchim and not bekotchim." So if of yid a chel of kotchim, you only over one lav, not three. And the tzrich, I need two separate lavim here. Tikos v'achemone bekotchim by korban the chel betzos. I mean, I would have thought to say kotchim ul de chamiri. Only if yid a chel of a korban, there there's an issa chel of on it. Tios the chel boy. Because kotchim is mochamas chomedek yisurim on it, therefore the Torah said the chelbo of it. Avachulim, but a regular behem is chulim, emeloi, maybe the other Torah did not ask for the chelbo at all. So I think it's special possible to say that if you eat the chelbo of regular behem is chulim, you're over in Avera. Vishamavi kosav rachmono, kol chelbo shor. Therefore the Torah has to write separate, kol chelbo shor, that by chulim, you have the yisur of chelbo. Now we, kosav kol chelbo shor, Torah would just wrote, Kol chelav shor, have a min, I would have thought to say, chelav duchulin hu di yaser, it's only yaser teeth, the chelav of chulin. Mishum why, the loy huta mikloloi, because there's no heter at all, on chelav of chulin, there's no way to be matter to use it, it's also bano, it's also bachilom, therefore it's also. Avo chelav du mukdoshim, I'm trying to get by a korban, to huta mikloloi, that lamai says part of the imurim is burnt on the mizbeach. So therefore, since it's hutulim mizbeach, it's called hutul mikloloi, I would have thought to say, have a mina midhutul besorum ishtori nami chelbon, that since it's basrus muta mebe chelbon, it's also muta tzricha. So Rashi says, chelbon mikdoshim hutul mikloloi means, to al yo ikri chel, because the tail is called a fat, the kebis, by a lamb. V'yishtori b'shor v'yez, and by shor v'yez you'll not eat it. So I would have thought to say, you would then you'll not eat the chelev of kotchim. There's k'mashman, a special posse, expression posse. No, the chelev of kotchim is also. Ben Echonami, it's not to teach us that the chelev of kotchim itself, you're over to others. That's the pshat from the Rabbon and Chita. For Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Sova, kik siv chelev shor, binyon of the kochim, when it says the yisra chelav ashor gosma kochim, so mashma that by kochim itself you have two lavim for chelav, one as chun deke chelav and one as mukdashim deke chelav. Merzel meklad rabon and tzari lo yafinen dover halavim binyonim, that you don't learn out one from the other. It's mashma from the rabbonim. And Rashi says, but to me it's a question like, why not? If it's talking about the Indian of Kochim, we should learn out that there's a separate law feeding the Chilav of Kochim. So Moses Loi, could be not that true. The Kuli Yamli Afin and Dover Lomim Minyon. Everybody, even the Rabbanim also agree, you learn out from the Indian you learn it out from. So what's the Machlokes over here? Hovok Miflagi. We have Yudis Sovar Lemeidim Lav Milav Vulav Mikoris. Learn out a regular love, even from a love of Chorus. Rashi Dovim Minyonoi Bein Lav Milav Kogoyin Baalmo Bein Eva Minachai Bein Lav Mikoros Kogoyin Hocho My Koros Bekochim Af Lav Bekochim. Learn out one from the other. But Rabbon and Savri know Lav Emilav Yafino. Learn out a Lav from a Lav. But Lav Emikoros Leafino. Do not learn out a Lav from a Koros. Rashi says Rabbon and Savri Lav Milav Udi Afinin Ki Yosem Av Lav Mikoros Leafinin Hilkach Bechulin Siv, Fiyapa Zu Asform, Shabash Bechulagir Salesa. Some parentheses we have here, some take it out. We have a Del Rabbi Yehuda, Kochela Bechodam, Mesoichlu Lema Yoso, Miborda La Hakish. Make the Hakish. The time is not like this. Kochela Bechodam, Mesoichlu. The Posse says, Nalarit Chelib, Nalarit Dam. Ma Chelib Loike Shtayim. Just like we eat Chelib, you get Malkus twice. Avdam Loike Shtayim, who didn't eat the Dam. You get twice Malkus, different Rebbe Yehuda. These are the words of Rebbe Yehuda. So these are the words of Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Dam, also you get twice Malkus, it's a Hekesh to Chelif. And by Chelif, we just said, we have to take a Tupsukim by Chelif. So Morris says, Tachomorim, the Chom say, Tachomorim, Ein Bayel Azorachas, no, Rebbe Dam is only one Azorah. So Morris says, No Maish, no Chelif, the Loikishtaim. Ploy Hekesha, what does Rebbe Yehuda say, Rebbe Yehuda Chelif? Without the Hekish, you get two times Malkus in Dichsiv Bei Trei Kroi, because the apostle says twice, Kol Chelav.